The Trump grocery photo op political residue connecting to food prices gives me a natural bridge to something we should address directly before the closing. The dominant narrative today about Iran is that Tehran is in an expansionary aggressive posture, deploying commanders to Yemen, striking Erbil, preparing for wider war while diplomats talked. That framing is well supported by the journal's reporting. But let's stress test it, because confident assessments in Middle East geopolitics have a long history of being partially or substantially wrong.
What are we most confident about that we should interrogate?
The claim that Iran was secretly preparing for wider war during peace talks, that framing implies a deliberate, coordinated deception strategy by Tehran. And the evidence for it is largely intercepts and intelligence assessments reported through a single outlet, even a highly credible one. The alternative reading is that what looks like coordinated dual tracking, talking peace while building war capacity, is actually two different parts of the Iranian government operating somewhat independently. The IRGC and the Foreign Ministry are not unified actors with perfectly aligned incentive structures.
That's a real possibility. The IRGC has historically operated with a degree of autonomy that even Iran's supreme leader doesn't fully control on an operational basis. If IRGC commanders in Yemen were advancing their own strategic objectives, that's different from Khamenei personally orchestrating a deception operation against American diplomats. The distinction matters for how the US and its allies should respond, because rogue faction within a state actor requires different tools than state-level strategic deception.
Here's the other assumption worth questioning, that the cumulative Iranian actions, Erbil strike, Houthi targeting lists, Bahrain attack, represent a coherent escalation strategy with a defined objective. It's also possible that what we're reading as coordinated is actually a series of opportunistic moves by different IRGC-aligned actors responding to local conditions, and that Tehran's actual strategic preference is more cautious than the tactical picture suggests.
The strongest version of the counterargument is this. Iran has been under severe economic pressure from sanctions. Domestic protests have been significant in 2024 and 2025, and the leadership has real reasons to want a negotiated reduction in tension that would ease economic conditions. If that's true, then the aggressive tactical moves we're seeing could be a negotiating posture. Iran demonstrating its capacity to cause pain in order to extract better terms from diplomacy, rather than genuine preparation for a wider war they actually want.
I find that reading plausible in parts. Iran does use escalation as leverage, that's well documented, but the Erbil strike on a sitting prime minister's office is difficult to interpret purely as leverage signaling. That's a target with political symbolism beyond what pure leverage seeking requires. You don't need to strike a KRG prime minister's office to demonstrate strike capability. You pick that target because you want to send a message about political costs, not just physical ones.
So what's the signal to watch for if we're wrong about the coordinated aggression strategy interpretation?
Three things. First, if Iranian officials make explicit back-channel communication through Oman or Qatar in the next 2 weeks acknowledging the Erbil strike was a mistake or offering some form of de-escalation signal, that suggests the leadership is more interested in diplomatic resolution than the tactical picture implies. Second, watch whether the Houthi targeting lists for Saudi infrastructure translate into actual strikes or whether they remain unused. Operational lists that don't get used are often leverage tools rather than attack orders. Third, if there's any diplomatic progress on the Gaza track this week that would suggest Iran's proxies, Hamas included, are being signaled to create space for negotiation rather than deny it.
Those are concrete and trackable. The Houthi restraint or strike question in particular should resolve relatively quickly, and it would tell us a great deal about whether the target lists represent active intent or coercive signaling.